Time for our Travel Michigan update, and we head to the Midland area. The Great Lakes Bay Regional Convention and Visitors Bureau Travel Marketing Manager Ariel Roth on the line with us this morning, because it is spring, and spring is kind of cool in the Midland area, isn't it?
It is. Good morning, Ken.
A number of events that you guys have going on with butterflies in bloom and a whole lot more. Kind of run down some of the things, because some of it is actually already underway at Dobb Gardens, right?
It is. Butterflies in Bloom actually started on March 6th, but it runs through April 19th. So people, especially planning for spring break, can definitely come and visit. It's still going on right now. As they have no intentions to close. People can check that at dowgardens.org and on their social media. And it's a really cool event. It features thousands of butterflies from all around the world, and you walk into their conservatory, and if I recommend kids wear tie-dye shirts, bright colors, the butterflies will land on them. It's just fun for everyone.
All right. In addition to the butterflies, though, there's a lot of crafts and other things going on, too, right?
There is. Saturdays and Sundays, they do the Butterfly Craft Barn, which is included with admission. It is $10 for adults and then $2 for kids 6 to 17, and also $2 for college students that have a valid college ID. And then kids at 5 and under are free. That includes your admission to Dow Gardens, which, if someone has never been there before, it's a 110-acre display of annuals and perennials. It was Herbert H. Dow's home. And that is also connected to Whiting Forest, where the North America's largest canopy walk is, too. So you can do all of that while you're there.
All right. Midland also known for a number of other things. The Center for the Arts, obviously, which is kind of right next door. The Alden Dow House and Studios, you said. You got minor league baseball coming up with the Great Lakes Loons. But you've got the Chippewa Nature Center. You also have the Tridge, a three-legged bridge.
It is. It's been downtown Midland. It's really close to the Loon Stadium, actually, so you could spend your day grabbing lunch downtown. There's a couple great restaurants. Molasses is a barbecue place. Pizza Sam's is most people's favorite pizza place in Midland, and then the Tridge is downtown, and it is exactly what it says. It's a three-legged bridge that connects the park. There's Ike's Mobile Kayak Rental right there, so you can go check it out. There's tons of pictures on our social media of it. It's just a cool architectural little aspect of downtown Midland.
Great. So what's the website folks can go to get more information on what's going on around the Great Lakes Bay region?
You can see events that are going on and other things to do at gogreat.com.
That's an easy one. GoGreat.com.
It is easy.
All right. Ariel, thanks, and enjoy the spring in Midland, right?
Thank you. You guys, too.
All right, bye-bye. Ariel Roth, the Travel Marketing Manager, Great Lakes Bay Regional Convention and Visitors Bureau, which covers Bay City, Birch Run, Midland, Saginaw, Frankenmuth, and among others that are part of that. GoGreat.com. On this edition of our Travel Michigan Update,